morning and welcome to the Forgotten Word Radio broadcast. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today I just want to touch base with everyone that's listening out there. We've had our website, www.forgottenword.org, has been hacked. We are working diligently to correct the problem, and it could possibly be that by the time you hear this, because we're a couple days ahead on the making of these programs, it could be completely fixed by then. But I just want to alert you to the fact that I would advise you right now not to, and I repeat, not to go to our website, www.forgottenword.org. We got hacked. There was something like 500 and some files that was hacked by someone somewhere. The people working on it are out of the San Diego, California area. I'm in Illinois, but I found a team of people out there that's really, really good at this type of thing, fixing these problems. Or, you know, thank the good Lord, they're smarter than the hackers. They've done a lot of things already, working hard to get the rest of it accomplished. Like I say, prayerfully, by the time you hear this, you'll be able to look back and say, well, it's working good now. That's our prayer. These things happen a lot to a lot of websites. It's my understanding from talking to a multitude. I talked to dozens of security type people for websites before I found these gentlemen. They informed me, by and large, all of them did, that political and religious websites get hacked more than any other websites on the internet. Gotta be honest with you. I think I can understand the problem with the political websites, but why people want to hack a religious Christian website, it sometimes just amazes me. It just goes to show there's a lot of people out there, folks, that absolutely, absolutely hate the gospel. They hate what it stands for. They hate Jesus. They hate God. They're rebelling against God. And this is what they seem to do for fun. We did find out that they entered the website through my password on my FTP program that uploads the files to the internet. My mistake, my fault. I certainly take the blame for it all because I'm the one that does the website. I'm the one that uploads it. I make all the pages myself and everything. And what happened was that I had a password that was just too simple. I learned a very good lesson. I knew, and I've known for years, that you have to have a good, strong, difficult to figure out password on all of your items on the internet that you want to be protected. I just have to be honest with you and tell you, I had no idea that I would ever be hacked. I just didn't expect it. Never gave it a second thought. I really never. Sad to say, I was wrong. And it's been a very difficult last 5 days. Also a very expensive one, unfortunately. But that's the price that I have to pay for not being more diligent with the security of the website. It's just one of those lessons that was a hard lesson to learn. The gentleman that I've attained and hired to fix the website, as far as cleaning it up, getting rid of all the malicious software, getting rid of all the hidden coded script that's been encrypted, hard to find. There's, like I said, I can't say enough about how good they are. How wonderful to work with. Oh, my land sakes. These people are so polite. They're so down to earth. Their big concern is education. They, as they've been working on fixing the problems with the, after the hack, they explain to me what they're doing. They show me how it happened. They've shown me ways to prevent it from happening again. And one of the things that I learned by investigating these folks to start with was, number one, they had a pristine reputation. They have done so much work for so many people, hundreds, I'm sure thousands by now, I'm sure it is, I know it is, of websites that have been hacked that they have fixed, cleaned up, fixed, and protected. And one of the things I learned was that they also do hosting of websites, and in the process of that, they also will give not only the space for our website, but they'll give us the security, their own particular security. They write the programs. It's not a commercial package per se. It's something that they write themselves that helps to avoid ever being hacked again. And needless to say, once our website is cleaned up, cleared up, fixed, and back online like it's supposed to be, and without any software to download on anybody's computers or anything, we're going to move our website to their company to host with them so we can take advantage, I guess, of the fact that they have some extremely good security. It's something that, like I said, I just never dreamed I'd have to worry about. I know that a lot of big companies, a lot of big ministries have full-time people that do nothing but that type of work, protecting the website from hackers, from viruses, malware, all those Trojan files that get downloaded onto computers and infected into files that harm other people's computers and also the programs. And, they have these people full-time on their staff. Well, we're not like that. Number one, we don't spend the money on the big buildings. I think I've mentioned this before. We don't have fancy cars. We don't have fancy offices. My office and my broadcasting booth are all in my local church. The church donated the space to us. Very generous of them. It's in Camp Point, Illinois. Camp Point Christian Church in Camp Point, Illinois. It's not First Christian. It's Camp Point Christian Church in Camp Point, Illinois. The missions board does support us in giving us the office space, the electricity, the internet hookup, everything that we need as far as space-wise and the utilities to operate our booth and our sound booth and our office. And we're so thankful to God for them and for the people, the preacher, the pastor, and the board and the missions board who offered that to us. It's been a blessing. So we don't spend a lot of money on the things that we don't have to have as far as staff, fancy office buildings, overhead cars, airplanes, all of those kinds of things. We don't do it. What money we get comes from my wife and I, majority of it. Right now, it's probably 80% of it comes from my wife and I. We've supported this ministry for over 10 years, and it's been a joy and a privilege to do so. But like I said, our local church, it's a small church, but they do help us in a lot of ways, and we're so grateful for them, and praise God for this church and for these gentlemen. Again, we did get hacked by a hacker. I know that sounds crazy. To me, it sounds extremely crazy. They did create extremely big problems for us. We had 21, maybe 27 pages on our internet that was just really bad. And like I say, a total of over 500 files total that had malicious software on them across our website. Our website right now encompasses something like 600 pages of information and whatnot. We have over 4,000 files on our website. And for those that haven't really taken time to look at the website, we have, once we're back up like we're supposed to be, which I hope to be by the time this airs, you know, we'll let you know, and you visit it. You'll find that there's commentaries. There's dozens upon dozens upon dozens of books, commentaries on the Bible, free books to download, e-books written by some of the masters, Spurgeon and Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan, and just numerous authors that is free to download to read these things. We also have Bible study courses that can be downloaded, and you can take those. They're free. Everything's free on our website. We don't charge for any of that. And some of the things that we'd like you to do once this is all cleared up is go to the website and learn. There's a lot to learn there. We're going to be making some major, major changes to the website, and that's why I devoted today, this program, to the things I'm talking about. We wanted you, number one, to let you know that if you go to Google look for our site, and then you see a warning about this site might be harmful to your computer, you know it's still not fixed. But once you see all of that gone and everything's no big red boxes pop up anymore from Google, you will, you know, that means we're back live on the internet, as they say, and things are back to normal. But we will be making a lot of changes with the looks. We're adding some things, items to the website for your benefit, hopefully, preferably. We would like suggestions. Email us at FWM, that's Forgotten Word Ministries, FWM, at adams.net, Adams, ADAMS.net. So it's FWM at adams.net. We'd like to have suggestions. We want to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the program on the radio here. Also, let us know the things that you'd like to see on the website that might be a help. We love to have your input. And also, if you feel led by the Lord, if you feel like this ministry is important, that it's vital to the Christians and non-Christians alike in today's world, we certainly welcome your help. If you feel like the Lord's led you to help us financially, we would appreciate it. We don't expect anything big from anybody. If you want to donate $10 or $20 a month to be partner with us, we would certainly appreciate it so much. It is expensive to run a ministry, but like I said, the wife and I have been primarily supporting the ministry. About somewhere around 80% comes out of our income, and we have a family naturally to take care of. So we would welcome your help. If there's anybody out there that feels like they would like to help us, we would certainly welcome you. And I know the Lord will bless you. The Lord takes care of his people. So again, we believe the website will be up by the time you hear this, but we wanted you to know what happened. We're sorry it happened. The devil's fighting tooth and nail every day. We experience a lot of things that old Satan is trying to get us to stop doing. But we're hanging in there because we know the Lord is with us. He never gives us more than we can bear. He finds a way to get through it. We know that. We trust in the Lord. We want you to trust in the Lord. We want you to have faith in us as we have faith in him. So I'm glad I took the time today to do this. I'm glad you got the time to talk to you. Tomorrow we'll be back to regular programming. Join us every weekday morning, 7 a.m. Again, this is Bob Wise with the Forgotten Word Radio Program, a ministry of Forgotten Word Ministries. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you.